now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
Good morning. Good Saturday morning to you and yours. It's time for another edition of DEC Power Talk, and I'm so glad to have my partner with me yet again on this Saturday, Libby Roig. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. So glad to be here as always.
Always a good time. We have become laugh friends.
Yes.
We can laugh with the best of them.
We have a good time.
That's right. You know, she's got a great laugh. Got a great laugh. And our special guest, we call this the BEC Power Talk Roast this morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Dwayne. Now, Dwayne, your last name is, help me.
Help me. Well, I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it's out there.
It's just floating around.
It's floating around. So
it's Cartwright. But for some reason, I felt like I was going to say the wrong last name.
But you know, and I was thinking you said last day. That's why I give you that answer. I did not.
Well,
so I'll go back with my last name is Cartwright.
And it is sort of your last day.
It is getting close to my last day.
Very close. So
here, I hope not my last day, but my last day.
No, not we're knocking on wood. Not your last day.
Professionally.
Yes.
Not on earth.
Yeah.
Now you are literally retiring. Are you moving?
Well, I'm moving back to the Midwest.
Okay.
And you know, I like to say that I'm retiring, but I really I'm not, because I don't believe in that. I think you keep pushing forward every day. And I'll be actively involved with grandkids and family and farm, you know, the farm back home. So I'm changing my occupation.
Right. So this is not a goodbye. This is a see you later.
See you later.
Okay.
You know, as I say, back west is when until our trails cross again.
Ah, okay. I like that, too. Until our trails cross again. You ride horses, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Looking forward to that again.
Okay.
Spend a lot of time on horses, and it's that's part of me.
Absolutely.
But I will say, you know, as I told Libby, I needed an opportunity to come back and say bye to the radio folks. I've enjoyed doing this program. Doesn't seem possible that we've been here for 8 years.
Wow.
South Carolina has truly been good to Julie and I. We've learned a lot, got a lot of friends here. It's a great place to live. And as people say, we go back to home because of grandkids and parents and things. You know, we have obligations there that we need to take care of. So it's kind of a little bittersweet. We're glad to get back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been great being here. And we've had some good times. As I tell Libby, has just come on board and has not been able to experience some of those good storms like Matthew, Pax, Dorian, and some of those major storms that we had. But
did get Isaisis.
Yeah, yes. And you know,
none of us have gotten that before, ever.
None of us have gotten that. And what a great storm to go out on. You know,
I
think hopefully I can get out before the next. Hopefully we don't have any more storms.
Yeah, hopefully that's it for this season. Yeah.
We would like to see the other storm pass, but it will, and that is the pandemic.
That storm shall
pass.
It's testing us. Yeah. So Libby didn't get all of the natural, you know, the high winds and trees down, but she was bequeathed a pandemic. So.
Yes,
right.
Yes. And we did have a tornado since I've been here. That was
you're right. That was pretty severe.
Quite an event for us.
I think that was the first F4 in the Goose Creek area. Okay. So yeah. So she brought it.
And you know, Dwayne, last time you were on was right not long after those tornadoes, exactly.
Right.
So yeah, she's getting her feet are wet.
Well,
her feet are wet.
There's one thing that I can tell our folks out there is they can be assured that they are in good hands.
There it is.
We've got you know, as you look at the co-op in the last 8 years, there's several great employees that have retired, and people, how are we going to fill those spots? And you know, we got great people. Great community, and I've enjoyed seeing our co-op, your co-op, grow.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking back, and I think, you know, it's in good hands, you know.
And a salute to you, because under your tutelage, a lot has probably evolved and improved. So, you know, tip of the hat you, sir. I have cold water here.
well, I thank you for that. But also, I've got to go back. See, if you get out of the way of good people, they'll do their job.
Amen.
And I've got great people, and I just kind of get out of their way and let them go. And they're a proven team. You know, I look at our storm teams that's out there, our group. I'll put my folks
up against anybody
out there. And it could be because they're very experienced. You know, they had a lot of experience. But they're good. And what makes them good is their heart. You know, they have a heart and concern for all of their members. They want to take care of the members, get the lights back in. And they believe in what they're doing. And, you know, we're a people-focused cooperative. And when we focus on people and their needs, things seem to work better.
Well, look at there. Yeah. The head guy who's about to head back. Go west, young man. He's going to retire and move, not retire, but transition to another phase of life.
Another
part of life.
As I tell folks, life is a journey and there's multiple chapters.
Yes.
And as this goes to the next chapter in life for us, it's I still get excited about the challenges that I hit, that we're facing. Excited about the opportunities that's out there. I'm still excited about this chapter. It's been a great chapter for us here. So.
That's good. We are live on our live taping of BEC Power Talk, having a great conversation. Of course, Libby Rowig is right here with us as every Saturday, but today, Dwayne Cartwright, sort of a roast. Libby's she's got her joke sheet. I see it. She's about to bring it. She's been quiet.
She is prepared for me.
She's ready.
I noticed about the second week she was there that she had me figured out.
Okay. It only took 2 weeks, huh?
She's not slow. She jumped in there. She figured it out.
No, she's definitely not. She's pretty wise, but she does a good job. And your team, when I can say this about your legacy, I've been doing the Power Talk here since the first of the year. Well, actually, yeah, it was late December. I think it was right at the end of 2019. But I've met at least 15 Berkeley Electric different components, different people. And the spirit of the place is definitely, if you're a reflection or if they're a reflection, it's good either way. So that speaks to your leadership, sir.
Yep.
So once again, I'll tip my water. Again, toasting to because that culture, you know how many buildings I've worked in a lot of different places, and the culture is what you try to get to. You know, a culture where people at least coexist together, hopefully like each other, you know, work well together. But it seems like everyone from BEC really is of the same vein.
I think they truly are, and we are a diverse group. Whether we're member service or whether we're linemen, call center, but we're a team, and there's not a part of our team can function without one another. And I think once they realize that, everyone there, we focus on the purpose, and we know to meet that purpose or that cause, it takes all of us. And once they realize that, hey, it's fun. You know, work should be fun.
It should be.
You should enjoy going to work, and you should feel good. I've often made the comment to my employees, I want them to go home in better shape than they came in. And people have asked, well, how can they do that if they worked all day? I said, well, it's that feeling of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. If you go to work and you feel like that you've helped someone and you've accomplished a task, you feel good.
That's right.
And if you go home and feeling good, guess how that impacts your family. You know, I know what it's like when you go home and you've had a bad day.
Ooh, boy.
And you're mad, and then the next thing, you know, they'll say.
Kick the dog.
Yeah. the poor dog, he catches it, you know.
Dad hollers
at mom. Mm-hmm. Mom hollers at kids, the children. The children kick the dog, and the dog wonders why. You know, what did I do?
That's right. But you're so right. That culture and that, if you can create that harmony at work, and then you had it, you know, you shut the light off, even though, you know, that doesn't happen anymore. We kind of are 24/7, but you leave the building, you go home, and you're smiling as opposed to stressed out. That's valuable.
Yeah, and you wake up and you don't dread going to work. As I tell my employees, I said, I don't want any of them dreading go to work. Now, granted, there's some days They may not feel like going to work, but at least don't dread it. And I'm serious when I tell employees, especially the new ones when you come, if you find out here that you don't like coming to work, let me know and we'll find you a job that you do like. Because if you're not happy, you will not create a positive environment.
Okay. So and you'll drive them to the employment office? Is that what you're telling
me? You to that
or you'll find a place.
Whatever it takes.
Okay, whatever it takes.
You know. because they were saying, if you ain't happy, I ain't happy.
So, yep.
Amen to that. That is so true. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, BEC Power Talk. Dwayne Cartwright, the CEO, is moving. And we're just having a great conversation. Libby is with us. I have a question. Either of you can grab it. And actually, you know what? We'll go with Dwayne first.
And then let Libby correct.
Yeah, because you've been here. Well, I was going to ask you, in your tenure at BEC, what would you say has changed the most, maybe, in terms of maybe it's the technology that's coming online? Maybe I don't want to answer for you, but what has maybe evolved or changed to the better
most?
And then maybe what's been something you'd like to see get better?
I think when I come back 8 years ago, when I come, we had a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I always encourage folks, build a foundation so the next guy can come and make it better. You know,
right.
And if you've got a solid, we don't want to go backwards. Every time someone new comes in, they need to continue to make those improvements. And there's been a lot that's happened in the last 8 years for Berkeley. I think on the technology side, metering that we've got out there, the technology that we have where we can respond more quickly to outages.
Okay.
Our members can now control a lot of their own destiny because they have the ability from, you know, the smart hub to monitor their usage. We've got different rate structures now that they can find a rate that best meets their lifestyle to save them money. And I think of all the technology that we've got out there, one of the keys is lowering the cost to our membership, because that's what we want to do, is to maintain rates and keep rates stable, and because I want my members to keep their money in their pocket. We're not about making money. We never have been. We're about recovering our costs. So technology-wise, I think you've seen we've made great strides. Simple things, which has not always been popular, but our right-of-way program. You know, when I came, we'd have windstorms. We seemed like we had a lot of outages, and we got aggressive on that now.
Okay.
Understanding the power business, we are working on putting as much underground as we can. But in some areas, we still have to trim trees. And the value to our members as far as outages, line blanks, recovery time, overtime, all that adds to the large amount of dollars that we have saved to the membership.
Okay. And now, the right-of-way, I think we've ever talked about that necessarily, but when you say right-of-way...
I'm talking about cutting trees.
Okay. That's okay.
Your friend, Adam.
Oh,
Bunyan.
Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan. You know, when he comes in and, you know.
Mr. Bunyan with the gunions. You know, he's got the gunions. Okay.
Again,
I got you.
You know, just another one of our employees that has come on and brought a altogether new view of right of way. You know, he doesn't just cut trees.
Okay.
You know, he trims the right of way. He does it the right way. And he's very conscientious of taking care of the members and their needs.
And I think there are a lot of people that, you know, the care of trees. I mean, I read something recently in the newspaper, you know, a neighborhood it was a road when they just carelessly cut a bunch of trees down and people were not happy.
They're
about
not happy.
We love our trees around here.
We love our trees.
Yes.
And sometimes there is that conflict that we're either going to have to cut your tree or take your tree down, but then we want to maybe replace that tree with something else.
I was going to say, you had the big Arbor Day, even though the pandemic got in the mix of that. But once again, if you take a tree away.
Yeah, 400 trees we distributed.
We distributed trees. I think, we look at the mechanics of the co-op. We're in great shape. I think some of the educational programs, I go to Mark, which Mark is now retiring, and Tony's stepping in there. But as far as providing education to our members, whether it's in their homes or whatever, let's look at where we've gone from solar. We have made great strides in helping our members out there that want solar on their homes. And we're looking at the community solar, and we're looking at solar farms for our entities. think we're a very progressive co-op, and I like to address that. We want to meet the needs of our members, and those needs are continuing to change.
And that could be from a single-family dwelling to a company as large as Google, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're managing, I mean, that's your account. That's
They're great folks. You know, we all work together. And when you realize that as a co-op, not just to make dollars, but taking care of members, everyone contributes to that, whether it's a single home out there or, like you say, our large industries that's providing multiple jobs, all those, it's vital that they're working together. So, but we've seen tremendous growth. You know, I look back, I'd like to take credit that I brought all this growth in, which I didn't, you know. But we're in it's a great way. I had actually one of my peers from the, had contacted me and said, what are you doing? Retiring, he said, you're the fastest growing co-op in the United States.
Wow, okay.
Everything is right. Mm-hmm. And he said, and you're leaving. And I said, well, what better time to leave than when everything's going right, you know, not when it's going wrong.
But, there you go.
But they look at the co-op and it's, you know, they've just done a, and I go back to when I look at the employees, I've got to contribute that to the members and also to the board. You know, all three entities out there have been very vital to the success of Berkeley Electric Cooperative.
Absolutely.
You got to have a board that is open, that's representing the membership well, and they do. You've got members that are open and, you know, they let their wishes known. And then we've got staff and employees that can respond to that. So I get back to the team approach. If you're not a team, it's just not going to work. And
that's right.
You got to get out there.
And when you see the difference between pulling together versus pulling apart, I mean, the proof is in BEC.
The proof is there.
Absolutely. So you would definitely – hey, another it's a virtual toast. I really do, ladies and gentlemen, I really do have a cup of water here. So when I say that, I really am not drinking. But
Water.
So, Libby, I asked Dwayne about his long, 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, it was a short 8 years, not a long 8 years.
Overnight.
Overnight, yes. Yeah. But now here we have 8 months.
Yeah.
So what have you seen in your 8 months that, I mean, obviously it's been a peculiar 8 months because six of those almost now pandemic, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, retire people, you know, a lot of changing parts. Mm-hmm. But do you feel like the boss is leaving it in good hands? That's a loaded question. I mean, I made that really
well,
easy.
Well, Terry, I'm glad you asked. One of the things that stood out to me almost immediately when I came aboard is, you know, Dwayne touched on the immense growth. We're adding 3,000-4,000 meters a year to the co-op, and that's been sustained over the past better part of a decade, I would say. But despite that growth, the co-op still very much has a heart. It still is member-centered, employee-centered. And, you know, anytime Dwayne is in front of a group of employees or a group of members, one of the first questions he asks is, what can we do better? How can we serve you better? How can we be better? And that drive to always take it up a notch is very present. And but while still maintaining our core mission of serving our membership and, you know, making the area a better place to live is still very present and has not changed.
So that's an attaboy at the highest level.
I would say thank you, Libby, but I get too much, and I always say that, you know, it goes back to our team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's who we are, you know.
But you've created the culture that we all play in the sandbox together. Right. Yeah.
Oh, well, see, look, I'm standing ovation. Wait a minute. I'm really, I got to stand up. Standing ovation. So, but it's good, like you said, when you can be a great company, a place where you making it the community a great place to live, work, and play, if you will. And literally, I mean, does Berkeley Co-op, do you have parks? Or because do you have any recreation facilities that are tied to the co-op?
Now, there's several in our area, but as far as the co-op having ownership in any of that, no, we don't. But we have all kinds of public thing. And we, you know, the employees, we have a time together that we, about four times a year, that we go to a park or we have a cookout, employee appreciation. You know, we have to have those times that we play together. You know,
you do.
You know, and that's when I get to meet families. You know, because family's a vital part of our workforce. You know, it's the sons and the daughters that's out there, the moms and dads, the spouses. They all contribute to the success of all the employees. And I always said, if they're not on board, it makes it difficult for that employee to come. So we like to include all of those out there. And like I say, we've got an employee group that just monitor and help organize these functions. Again, got to keep the morale up. Let's know one another. I always use the term, you know, that when you sweat together, you stick together. you know, we've all been through those times that we've had, whether it's the storm or the pandemic, making some of those changes.
Right.
And it's farther than just the employee. It gets back to the family. And we try to reach out to them and include them in a lot of things that we do. So it's important.
Absolutely. And now with the recent storm, I guess we'll call it a storm a little bit. Now I know why. They call them, before they become a tropical, first they start as a depression, then a tropical wave.
Yeah.
I think Isis was a wave because he just kind of
waved on past this.
You know, because I'm sure up in Monk's Corner, maybe did he even wave? You know, it was a peace sign.
Well, one of the guys said it brought rain. We were needing rain. It said it brought rain.
So there was some rain.
So there was some positive in
there
the storm
it is.
When it passed us.
Because they were like, okay, Folly Beach, 50 mile an hour winds. But this time, you know, usually if you have 50 mile an hour winds at Folly Beach, Monk's Corner would feel
we're
a little bit of something. But I guess they were like getting the edge of the rough stuff. So by the time East Ice went up to the Berkeley County area,
they'd taken the edge off.
Taking the edge off, exactly. But you do have customers like Kiowa. You know, so there could have been. Did you suffer any power outages in your coverage area?
We suffered very limited. I think one time we may have had 1,000 meters out for a short period of time. We treated this hurricane like all hurricanes, and I'd rather be overprepared than underprepared.
That's right.
So we actually implemented our emergency response plan that went into effect last Saturday, Friday. Mm-hmm. And basically what we do there is we tell folks, get your house in order because you may be working some long hours in a few days. So they have that time to take care of family. Trucks are fueled up. Supplies are brought in. Our team's ready. And then as soon as the winds lie below 30 miles an hour.
I could use some 30 degrees right now. It's been hot.
As soon as the winds lay, our guys are, you know, as we say, it's the feet on the street. We're out there doing surveying damage. And we really want to get it back on as safely and as quickly as possible. And they know the drill. One of our concerns this time was with the pandemic is we have resources outside mutual aid. Those were somewhat limited because just because of the pandemic. How do you get folks in and who will come? We're kind of in the high numbers right now. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people really want to come to this area if they're really concerned about the virus because of the numbers.
And that's right.
We see those numbers dwindling too, which is positive.
Oh man, I'd like to see those numbers get down to where they were back in March. You know, where like 100 tests, like oh my, okay man, we're doing good. Let's keep it down there. And then when we got in the thousands, and we can't get out of the thousands. But I think if we could see it get back down like 600, 500, 400, then I think we'll all feel a lot better. But you know, we're still in the teeth of that.
Well, that's something that the pandemic storm for the co-op is, as Libby says, 6 or 8 months here, she's been battling that storm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There is such a thing as battle fatigue, and I understand that. When we're on the line day after day after day, hurricanes come, you know, we get the adrenaline rush, we get after it. Most of the time in 3 to 4 days, we see the end of the tunnel, we rebuild, and, you know, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. The pandemic, we haven't seen the end of the tunnel yet. You know, our folks that are working home, some of them want to go back, you know. So we're constantly trying to find ways to stay connected with those employees, keeping all of our employees working so that they are contributing to assure that the lights are staying on.
That's right.
That way we control costs. But it's after a period of time, it just walking around the office with a mask on, going through an office, and you see, you know, the three or four of us that are there, and we're wondering where the 12 that's not there. You know, it's kind of like that family. And
It's definitely new stressors. Different stressors than we're used to.
Different stressors, but it's working well. It's working well.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that I've heard with our board and the question is in their search as they try to find the replacement, as I tell our membership out there, your co-op's in great shape. The board actually did a nationwide search. They're going to start doing interviews. There's a solid foundation.
You know, you're a heck of a guy when you get a nationwide search
for
your successor.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Did you call that man? He said he has big feet. Oh, no. Big shoes. I got you. I missed it.
No, normally it's big mouth. But that's but there is a lot of interest in this co-op. I mean, there's folks that want to come here because it's a great job, great people, great place to live. It's got you can check all the boxes.
Right.
So it has the attraction for good people to come. So
live, work, and play. The things that people deem important in their life. Yep. You know, you want to be able to, like I said, great place where to live.
Yep.
But then the work environment, if that's par excellent, that's a bonus. And
that's
then
a bonus.
Then to be able to play.
Be able to play.
That is icing on the cake. Yep. Well,
So the board are working very diligently with a search group to find that. As I said, it's not hard to find my replacement. You just got to find somebody that knows to stay out of the way of the folks that's there so they can do their job.
Well, when they hire that person, they should make sure that with technology, if you're already out west, young man, they can zoom in and you can give them the...
As I tell folks, they say I'm leaving. I'm not leaving, okay? I have embedded friendships here that's going to go on. And this will always be a part of my life. You know, these 8 years here, it's that journey. You don't leave it. You may be separated by distance.
Right.
But my interest, my thoughts, my prayers will always be with the co-op because it's a part of me. You know, it's a part of me, and you can't walk away from a part of your life.
How about that? That's a good way to – well, we got a couple minutes left, you know, before we have to get the tissue out. Libby? Well, you know what? We do have some napkins right there.
Yeah, but there is no tissue.
Well, men don't like tissue. That's too. We want.
I like the donut.
Well, you know what? The donuts there, when we wrap this show up in literally a minute and 45 seconds, you and I, we're going to dive into that box of donuts because it hasn't been touched.
That was the temptation you set before me during the show, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
But you stayed focused. You did. But it's been a pleasure. The short time that I've had to be around you, I can see why you'll be missed by a lot of your employees and the staff. And once again, you said it a few minutes ago best. The entire mission of BEC is to help the members save money and then earn money. So if the member owners know that the staff, the team, is all doing everything at the best of their abilities, so it puts money back in your pocket. Yep. That's pretty good. So,
well,
tip of the hat again.
The last few seconds is one thing I do have to say, I want to say, and I want to thank the members, the board, and the employees for all that they have done, us working together, the friendships we developed, and I want to thank them for the opportunity that I've had in the last 8 years to be here to help serve them.
Wow. Well, look, I'll let that be the final word. That was a great see you later. Once again, Dwayne Cartwright, Godspeed.
Thank you, sir.
Until maybe we'll go fishing.
We'll go
fishing.
We got to go fishing. Our trails will cross again.
They will. All right, this wraps up this edition of BEC Power Talk. Have a great rest of your Saturday.